Hello, my name is Brad. We are Quality of Life Grace Teaching Ministry today. I want to thank you for subscribing to our Grace Teaching page. Right here, we're going to be talking a little bit about God's plan for the believer. And, have you ever asked God, what is your plan for my life? What is your perfect plan for my life? A lot of us are searching for the answer to that question. And we want to talk a little bit about that. So there's no confusion. You can know exactly what God has in store for you. You can know His purpose. And so that's what we're going to talk about. First of all, I want to go to Matthew 7:7. And this is where Jesus is actually speaking to an unbelieving crowd, Jewish unbelievers. And He's saying, ask, seek, knock, and then the door will be open to you. And so, of course, what is He talking about? He's talking about spiritual things. He's talking about the kingdom of God. And so, before Christ, we had to ask and seek and knock, and then the door was open. And, but as believers today in Christ, we don't need to ask, seek, or knock, as far as that's concerned, to get spiritual born again. We don't need to ask, seek, or knock to get born again. And but what we're going to see here is we go over something else Jesus said in Matthew 6:33. He said, seek first the kingdom now and His righteousness, and then all things will be added to you. Of course, what Jesus is talking about here to the believers in Christ today is He wants to meet our needs. And the way He meets our needs is we seek first the kingdom and His righteousness, and then all these things will be added. Okay? And so that's what God, our Father, is into. He's into meeting needs for His children. Think about this. He takes care of the birds, right? He takes care of their needs. Well, aren't you of more value as His child to Him than the birds? Of course. Jesus actually said that. He said, you're more valuable to Him than the birds, and He takes care of the birds. And so remember, though, as we this verse in Matthew 7:7, ask, seek, and knock, we can apply this today. And the way we apply this is the kingdom and His righteousness. Now, if you're in Christ, folks, you are in the kingdom, and His righteousness is now your righteousness, okay? And so it's not about initiating anything. It's about responding to what you already have. And so what God has to do with His children now in order to meet all of our needs, especially the needs of jobs, marriages, and so on. A lot of times we're looking for a job, or we're looking for a spouse. And the way this worked in my life is I had to learn how to worship Christ as Lord. And Peter talked about this, worship Christ as Lord. And then when anybody asks about this Christian hope that you have, be ready to explain it. Okay. And so what God has to do is move the church to a place called dependency on Christ. So you can worship Christ all the time, regardless of what's going on in your life. No, regardless of where you're at, He's always taking your attention. Let me ask you, do you have some needs that need to be met right now by God, our Father, that are not quite getting met like you think they should be? Well, He could be moving you to a place where you actually look to Christ all the time. And what's going to happen is Christ is going to take your attention all the time, regardless of what's going on in your life. And so that's what God is doing. God is moving us to the kingdom so that we can experience Christ in a personal, intimate way. And when we get there, all of these needs are going to be taken care of. I can honestly say that's when I met my spouse. My wife was put in my life by God when I learned or went through this process, and it took 17 years as a Christian for God to get me to this place of dependency on Christ, to where I can worship Him and let Him take my attention all the time. I can honestly say, as a married man, Christ takes my attention. Okay, not circumstances, not the world, not the current events. And, you know, He's the one who has to take our attention. And it's not a work. It's effortless. But it's a process that He moves us to. And once we're there, our needs will be taken care of. So be encouraged. Hope this blesses you. Have a great day. Thank you.